But one of the guys to get a lot of credit is Steve Blackman for muscular development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, back to another edition of MD Radio, number 197 here at MD. It is Monday, March the 25th, and it's with a heavy heart that we're going to give a tribute to a guy that got the ball rolling and started the careers of many Hall of Fame bodybuilders, but affected millions around the globe in this thing called bodybuilding, health, and fitness by the name of the late Joe Weider. Joe Weider passed away over the weekend, and we have a lot of people calling in today to pay tribute and homage to a guy who, without him, many of us would not be here doing what we do so well. One of those gentlemen is the CEO and publisher of Muscular Development Magazine. Let's bring him on by way of New York, Mr. Steve Blackman. Welcome to MD Radio.
Hi, Sean. It's a pleasure to be here, and I want to pay my respects to Joe. Joe was just a great man. A legend, you know, an icon, the father of modern bodybuilding. There'll never be another Joe Weider ever, you know, in my mind.
Yeah, it's amazing, Steve. Coming into this sport, clearly you're very established and well-decorated and educated with the infrastructure from the publishing aspect and dealing with these athletes up close and personal. But it seems like we all have someone else that we look up to and try to either emulate, surpass, or be better than or equal to. And with Joe passing away here at 93 years old, coming from nothing in Canada with his brother Ben and building what they had built and creating what they have created, how was he a direct influence on you? Because you're very successful at what you do, and yet a lot of people you know, pay homage to yourself and what you've done with your body of work. But where does Joe fit into your economy of being involved in this industry?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, his accomplishments in bodybuilding are second to none. That's why, you know, this past weekend and this week at MD, we're honoring Joe and his legacy. But, you know, not only did he transform my life and many other people's life, which we're all grateful for, but, you know, Joe had an idea and he followed through, you know, with his incredible vision, passion, drive, and perseverance. And that's a quality that I have with Joe, you know, Joe and his brother, you know, Ben, started the biggest and the best bodybuilding federation in the world, the International Federation of Bodybuilding, the IFBB, with the best bodybuilders, and created a multi-million-dollar fitness publishing empire, which I tip my hat off to him. You know, what I reflect on Joe the most is Joe had a religious faith in bodybuilding. He was, you know, a masterful marketer, an entrepreneur, a promoter. And, you know, always cherish Joe's memory and respect his legacy. And, you know, some people try and compare us, you know, in qualities. I mean, there's only one Joe Weider.
Yeah.
Joe Weider contributed to this sport from the beginning to the end. And, you know, the similar qualities that we have, we were both visionaries. You know, helped build a family business, Twin Labs, and worked for them for 25 years and helped bring them to the forefront as the number one dietary supplement company in the industry. And Joe did the same thing with bodybuilding. You know, he built, you know, the number one bodybuilding federation in the world.
Let me ask you a question. Are we supposed to be, I mean, it's never the right time to die, granted. 93 years, very few people get to see that. Is it a sad day, or is this supposed to be a celebration? Because when I think about Joe, I think of life, and I think of his energy, and I think of his body of work. It's hard for me to think that it's all over, because clearly it's going to continue on in all of those people that he touched. So I'm trying to get my hands around it. I went to five funerals last year.
You know, this is a sad day for everyone that, mm-hmm. that knew Joe, but Joe lived a very fulfilling life.
Yeah.
You know, at the age of 17, I mean, he published his first bodybuilding magazine. He had a passion, you know, for bodybuilding, and a passion for publishing. I mean, it's a rags to riches story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ben and Joe grew up in the ghetto in Montreal and created nothing of a sport into an industry giant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just loved magazines. You know, the feel of them, the smell of them, the ink. He just loved it. He was very fortunate. You know, I tell everyone all the time, you have to be fortunate in life. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up and my adrenaline is running on full gear, you know, and I'm so grateful that I have a job, that I have a life that I could enjoy, that I could go to work every day and have a passion for. Joe had that same passion,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he was successful like he was. And, of course, the vision that he had was unsurpassable. I mean, he had that vision, that passion, and that drive. But the key with vision, passion, drive is execution. And Joe executed his vision so beautifully and so masterfully.
No question.
He had a great team around him. You know, he had his brother Ben. He had a very supportive wife, Betty. But he had very good business people behind them, and you got to remember, Sean, he also had the greatest bodybuilders in the world.
Certainly didn't hurt.
Sure didn't hurt.
And the irony is he spanned all of those generations, from Phil Heath going all the way back to Larry Scott, and even before him with Reg Park and Steve Reeves and John Krimick. I mean, people that I wasn't even born when they were doing the business. But where do we go from here? Are we going to become fragmented, or are we even going to unify and continue what Joe's built and build upon that?
No, I think that, you know, like I said, Joe, you know, built this industry, you know, and it's you know, I feel that, you know, it's important to, at least me personally, you know, cherish his memory and respect his legacy. He had so many great contributions, and you know, we should all be so thankful, you know, for his accomplishments. He gave us so much and so much opportunity. So, you know, I think that, you know, there's a great future in bodybuilding, and I think there's a great opportunity to grow this business and create awareness like he always wanted it. Bodybuilding was a way of life. It was a lifestyle. And you know, I'll do everything I can to you know, promote and fulfill his legacy moving forward.
Well said, well said. And the comparisons are justified in the body of work that you do. Steve, thanks for taking time out of your day to recognize the falling of a king.
Oh, you're welcome, Sean. And my prayers and condolences go out to his lovely wife, Betty, and the Weta family, and all their friends. And I want to thank everyone online that was so supportive with the kind words to Joe. That means really a lot, I'm sure, to him and the family. And I just want to say that he rests in peace. And I will really miss him, but he will always be remembered.
Well spoken. I think that speaks volumes to the entire family here at Team MD. Thanks, Steve. We'll catch up with you later. Keep doing what you do here at Muscular Development.
Bye-bye, Sean.
All right. That is the publisher and editor of Muscular Development, Steve Bleckman, continuing to carry the torch from a guy who's got some very big footprints, and to take two or three people to try to fill those, but Steve Bleckman doing it like nobody's business. Another guy who was afforded an opportunity. A little guy coming out of South Carolina, trying to find his way through the football ranks, maybe a broken leg, encouraged him to pick up some weights, and found his way into the Teenage National Championships and on his way into the first ever NPC National overall title at the mere young age of 22. Let's bring him on, the greatest bodybuilder of all time, 8-time Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney. Lee Haney, thank you for calling MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, brother?
You know, I tried to get Steve to open up a little bit. I don't know if, I've been to so many funerals, Lee, that I don't know if I'm becoming jaded to it or if I'm just recognizing that I'm not a downtrodden person that feels depressed. I mean, Joe Weider was 93, and I just keep thinking of all the good things, and I can't really wrap my arms around being too sad because he brought so much joy to this sport. How are you coping with this guy? I mean, he helped launch your career and the career of thousands, if not millions of people out there. How are you feeling today with the loss of Joe Weider?
Well, you know, Joe had an impact on the lives, as you were saying, of so many people. Very, very special, special man. Just as some people were born for history, you know, Dr. King was born for history.
Right.
Muhammad Ali was born for history. You know, there's just some people, I feel President Obama was born for history.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Joe Weider was that person, born for history. And what he did in his time here was just incredible. Joe was unique. He had that special thing and that special way. And it's something that you can't explain, you can't put your finger on. And for those reasons and having the opportunity to be in Joe's presence, to what I feel to have been called his friend, as he, you know, before he passed, he addressed a letter to me saying that he loved me and that I was his friend, I feel honored and privileged. So, you know, all of us have a certain amount of years and time to move forward in our journey. And our legacy is what we'll have left.
Right.
And for that reason, I was sad to hear about Joe's passing. But at the same time, I realized that the vibrant Joe was slowly starting to slip away because his health had started to fail. And that happens when you reach the age of 90-something, you know, 93. So I thank history. I thank God for having sent a man such as Joe Weider for this special period of time. I know it didn't.
I'm just saying it's kind of. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps as you talk because very rarely are we able to have the blessing of being in that company of what I would consider greatness. I mean, you start thinking back in history and you know you were talking about Martin Luther King and Muhammad Ali to come up in those eras and be alive during that, and then you look back at the history books to see the body of work and say, I was there. I mean, you were there. He brought you to California, gave you a job, helped you get a career. And I can't imagine, you know, your daughter, Olympia, and your son, Josh, not realizing who Joe Weider is. So, I mean, it seems like everybody that was involved with this guy are going to be telling their kids or their grandkids, et cetera, in the history books.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, Joe was, you know, I just recently heard Steve talk about his accomplishments as far as being a pioneer in the sport of bodybuilding and, you know, and how he really promoted and took health and fitness to a whole nother level and made the world aware of it. But I have another, story of Joe. You know, I spent time with him and at his office with him showing me how to pose, how to stand. He took me out to lunch, you know, after some of these sessions with him. And I'll never forget when he flew me out to California for the first time. And he said to me, Lee, would you like to come out and be contracted and train under me? And, man, I mean, being a youngster from South Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and, you know, and here I am in front of Joe Weider, the same gentleman who promoted the careers of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno and just countless number of athletes, giving me the same opportunity was just mind-blowing. And, of course, I said yes. And one thing that Joe said to me at that point, he said, Lee, do you have a girl that you're crazy about? And I said, matter of fact, I do. He said, well, Lee, it's important for a young man to be established and have responsibility and to have balance in his life. He said, if you would like to bring her out, I will give her a job at the Weider Center so that the two of you would be together and so that you can keep focus on your goals. And I never forgot that, you know, and I did so. I brought who is today my wife for 30 years, Shirley with me to California. Joe gave her a job at the Weider Center, just like he said he would.
Yep.
And that's my relationship with him, you know. And then he would say things like, look, Lee, make sure you take care of family, number one. He said, don't waste your monies. Invest your monies properly. Keep your head clear. And then he said to me, Lee, you have an awesome smile. Continue to smile along the journey. And so these are my memories of Joe. You know, he was not only, you know, I did only look at him as a you know, the mongrel in fitness and so forth, but not only a friend, but also a father figure who gave good, wise advice. I mean, look at his life, Betty, you know, and their relationship. He was a wonderful role model to pattern after.
Yeah, it sounds like he gave you some good, solid advice, built a strong foundation, and of course, your 8 Sandow trophies go without speaking in terms of your dedication to the game because of the opportunity he afforded you. But Lee, I got to take a commercial break here. We got a lot of Hall of Famers calling in. We're going to stay in touch with you throughout the season as we head into our Joe Weider 48th annual Mr. Olympia this September in Las Vegas. And with that, Lee, we got to take a commercial break. Thanks for calling in and remembering Joe.
All right, thanks. God bless.
All right, the greatest of all time, Lee Haney, the awesome one. We'll be back with another Hall of Famer right after this commercial break here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Oh my God! Is this John! John! Again! I still hear him! It's going in! Shh! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMansRx.com.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are paying homage and tribute to the master blaster himself, the late Joe Weider, who passed away over the weekend at the young age of 93. I say that facetiously. We could only hope to live that long and live the life that he had built for himself. Again, this is a guy that came from the ghettos of Canada and all the way to the top of the mountain and brought everybody he could bring with him and paid it forward as generously as he did. So many lives were affected and touched, not just bodybuilders. I mean, this guy was an entrepreneur in many, many avenues, including the supplement industry, and launched the careers of hundreds, which spawned the fans of thousands, if not millions, around the world. He said in The Evolution of Bodybuilding that bodybuilding, through him and the work of his brother, would change the world. And I got to say that at the completion of his life, that prophecy came true. All you have to do is look at the history of Joe Weider. And one of the guys that was there and directly affected by the workings of Joe Weider and the infrastructure that was the Mr. Olympia comes by way of being a three-time first Olympia runner-up, four-time Arnold Classic champion, five-time pro Ironman champion, the title holder of many pro championships, the Hall of Famer, the fabulous Flex Wheeler. And I say that with all the love because, Flex, you changed the lives and careers of other bodybuilders trying to pursue that title as well. But you did come into the Joe Weider family like a rocket in 1993, your first Olympia, first runner-up, and boom, right into the lap of the Weider family. And Joe, what must that have been like for you back in those days?
You know what, it's sad because a lot of the guys who compete now will, and have competed, will never get the honor of walking in Joe's office. You remember those grand days back in the 90s, you know, of walking into Joe's office and his voice and hearing, you know, take your clothes off, let me see what you look like, you know. Mm-hmm. You never walked in Joe's office without letting him see what you look like, because if you're out of shape, you're going to get a handful. But it was a blessing in disguise. I, you know, as I've always said, I never really knew that much about the sport of bodybuilding. But when I found he was able to win the USA in 92, I just remember Joe leaning over to me and whispering about it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. I'll give you a contract. And And Jim Mannion said, "You bet." He goes, "No, I'm going to take care of you, Flex. Don't worry about it." And it was true. I got a contract right after winning the USA. And, you know, as I've said many times, and it sums it up, if it wasn't for Joe, I probably wouldn't be the person who I am now. I mean, because of the opportunity he gave me and so many of us, I still generate my income because of the, you know, the steps that he allowed me to take in the sport. And, you know, you always see, you know, the ripple effect of one rock. What can it do? But you look at the ripple effect of what this man has caused so many great people inside and out of bodybuilding. It's a true testament that all you got to do is affect one person and look what can happen.
Yeah, and I know you are calling from up northern California. So what would be one of the fonder memories? Is it walking into that office with all those antique trophies?
It is. You know, that's my fondest memory of Joe. I mean, he took me out to lunch a couple of times, you know, and it was just, you know, it was always funny that the look at the little bitty car he would drive, and I'd look at him, I'd think, this dude got more money than the Lords of London, and look what he drives. But none of those things faze him. But honestly, hopefully we can get some pictures of what his office looked like. But that was just, you know, sitting out in that little chair, that little two-seat chair, you know, before you walk his office and waiting, and then a lady walking out, and I can't remember her name, his secretary for the end of time was, okay, Joe, see you now, and you're walking in, just no matter what, you know, it was just an awe feeling of walking in there. That's probably my greatest memories of walking into the Weed office, and just, I mean, it was truly the beginning and the end of bodybuilding. You walk into those great Weeder doors.
Yeah, well, Flex, I wanted to have you on here to pay your respects, because I do know how important Joe Weeder was in the role of you getting your career started, and what you've done with your career after that, of course, is nothing short of amazing. Thanks for taking time out and paying homage to the great Joe Weeder.
Very much so. Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right, that's the Hall of Famer, Flex Wheeler. We're going to hear from him throughout the season as we continue the countdown to the 48th annual Joe Weeder Mr. Olympia coming up in September. Moving from one Hall of Famer to another, 1993 is when this lion roared and walked off with a Sandow trophy out there, and I believe it was Munich, Germany. Let's get him on the line here. Samir Banu, welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, man, I had to have you on because by popular demand, you know, Joe may be gone, but he will never be forgotten, and like Steve Blackman said, there will never be another, but there are far and few between that can bring that voice to life and keep it alive, and you, my friend, by way of Lebanon, via Detroit and now California, can bring that sound, that unique sound that uniquely related to Joe Weeder. Before we get to the impersonation, what are your thoughts here today? Is it with a heavy heart that you're calling into MD Radio?
I mean, it's really, it's tough, you know. It's you're always someone very, very special to me. You know, I left my home. I left, you know, my family, you know, I got my hand in his publication back then, you know, Mr. America, Bodybuilder Power, before it was Muscle and Fitness, Sean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got motivated, and I wanted to really meet this man. And it was like one of my dreams is to move to California. And, you know, I thought about it, but I never thought it was going to happen exactly as I planned it, but it really all happened. It happened, and I became friend with the Master Blaster, and this is devastating for me. I know he's 93, he lived a good life, but still, man, it's like hard. It's hard to say goodbye to people that have done so much for you and for the sport in you know, I could tell you endless story about Joe and how much he loved the sport.
Well, it's never the right time to die. I don't care what the age, but of course, when you leave behind the things that he's left behind, like Flex Wheeler said, it's like a pebble being thrown into the ocean, and the rippling effect that will continue on after that pebble is gone is something that Joe Weeder embodied in terms of affecting lives and changing lives and creating jobs and opportunities. Just ridiculous the amount of accolades we can bestow on him. But you're one of those guys on the humorous side that you had a tumultuous relationship. There was, you know, you were on the inside, so you could actually fight with the Master Blaster and then turn around and break bread and also get a paycheck. So, and he had to find you humorous with the way you would impersonate him, because there's very few people. I mean, Peter McGough's gotten a lot better. Jerry Branham's really good. But, man, you spent so much time with him, you sound like his twin.
I used to go to the office quite a bit, almost like 3-4 times a week. He had me read an article. He said, Samira, why don't you read this article? Tell me what you think of it. You know, just like, I always love him so much. I admire him. You know, everybody envied Joe's. And so, you know,
Tell me real quick. You got to tell me in Joe's voice something that sticks with you. Something that sticks with you. I need to hear this Joe Weider and Samir Banu exchange.
Yeah, I mean, I'm emotional a little bit, but I could tell you there are so many funny incidents. And it was like a humorous. When I went out to Joe, he'll tell me a joke or something. Then I go back and tell up the people the way he said it to me, you know. and then it's like become much more funnier when you do it in the Joe voice, you know.
Right.
So, and every time I talk to Robert Kennedy, rest in peace, he wouldn't get off the phone until I imitate Joe for him.
Well, Joe loved it. Joe was that kind of, I mean, as busy and as serious as Joe was, he was also a funny guy. And so laughing was part of his persona.
Very, very funny. I mean, he had an unbelievable sense of humor. He'll tell me about 10 jokes. We go out to lunch. I used to go out running with him sometime. During lunch, I said, well, let's go take a run. I feel like running. Let's go. Okay, I'm always in my workout clothes, you know, during the competition preparation. You go to the office with your clothes, with your workout clothes. And he said, Samir, there's a high score. Let's go work. Let's go for a run, you know. So I'm out running with him. And so then I was going to tell you about one funny incident before the 1984 Mr. Olympia. Joe says, Samir, I want you to be in very, very good shape, and I don't want you to ruin your condition and go pig out after the show. So I said, Joe, please, I promise you I will stay in shape. They said, no, you're not going anywhere. I want to take some pictures right before the show, Samir. So I decided I wasn't. I made a commitment that I'm going to keep my tunnel vision on the show, and Joe would call me. And he leave me messages. He even sent me a telegram. And then, right before I left, I decided to go to New Jersey for 1 week before the 84 Olympia. So I decided to call just to be polite. So I called one morning and his maid answered. He said, oh, yes, Mr. Weider is in training. I said, tell him Samir is on the phone. So he normally wouldn't respond to people when he's working out, but he came in. You know, Samir, I wonder how I'll get back up and try to reach you. You're crazy, son of a gun. Anyway, he said, Samir, you know, if you go back, I know you're not going to be in shape. I said, Joe, I promise I'm keeping in shape. But then I went and said, Joe, you sound very tired. What's going on? He said, yeah, I'm breathing kind of heavy. And, you know, I was doing bent over row. I'm kind of like out of breath, you know, and my back is bothering me. I said, what happened? He said, well, you didn't know, Samir, but one day I was pounding on the bench doing 500 pounds bent over row. And I said, how much, Joe? I said, I'm sorry, what did I say? No, it was like 135 pounds. So he said, one of my feet stood outside the bench. And the doctor told me if I didn't have such a powerful lumbar, I would have been a vegetable for life.
He said 500 pounds.
500 pounds. You know, Joe is so cool, man. I really missed him. And, you know, one good thing, his daughter, Lisa, she called me about a year ago. I said, Samir, somebody wants to say hi. And Joe, he left that message. Actually, he goes, Samir, the line of Lebanon, I'm thinking about you. I just wanted to tell you, I love you, take good care of yourself. And this is still on my voicemail. It is just like, it was very emotional for me. I developed a very good friendship with Joe. I really love him. I love the way he sees the sport. He loves it. I mean, he's a businessman. He likes making money, but he truly loved the sport. He loved it more than you can imagine.
There's no question that that's going to come across loud and clear. Samir, thank you for calling, and I got to take a commercial break. Paying homage to Joe Weider, there'll never be another like him. And when I need to hear him, Samir, I'm going to be calling you up.
I love you guys. I love Joe. And you, Sean, one of my favorite people. and I know how much you admire him too. So it is a sad day, but may God bless you all, and Joe, rest in peace, you know?
Right. That is the Lion of Lebanon. Take a commercial break. We'll come back on the other side with the real deal, Chris Cormier, right after this commercial break.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your dark side war is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman for muscular development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, I hold in my hand the May issue of the 2013 Muscular Development, where four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler vows that I will beat Phil. One of the sickest covers that Per Bernal has shot, and it is filled with a lot of photographic comparisons. Now, mind you, it's going to be 2 years by the time Jay Cutler takes the stage going after his fifth Olympia title. at the ripe old age of 40. That's right, I said 40. Jay Cutler will turn 40 on August the 3rd and have to go up against the young gun, two-time Mr. Olympia champion Phil Heath, where they'll both be fighting it out for Joe Weider's 48th annual Mr. Olympia. Jay Cutler, on the comeback trail from a bicep injury, promises that he will get number 5, and I think Phil Heath, after seeing him a week ago at the Phil Heath Classic in Houston, Texas, is going to have something to say about that. It's also filled with a lot of other good photos and also some training articles, one by Antoine Valier, the Canadian young upstart coming onto the scene. Of course, we've got John De La Rosa, who's going to be coming back to compete at the New York Pro Championships. Mark your calendars. That's going to take place, I believe, May the 25th out at Tribeca. Steve Weinberger putting that on. And then we've got the duo of Evan Sinopani and Dennis Wolf throwing down some massive shoulders, showing you how to do that, and a lot of other really cool stuff in the latest edition of Muscular Development Magazine. Make sure you get that and check out the content online at MDMuscularDevelopment.com, I should say. But with that, we're going to continue on with our tribute to the Master Blaster, which is Joe Weider, and the guys are calling in, all the Hall of Fame bodybuilders. We got on the line a six-time Arnold Classic first runner-up, Chris Cormier, calling in by way of Venice Beach. Chris, welcome back to MD Radio.
How you doing, Sean? How are you, man?
Good, man. Glad to have you on board, because I know you were there during the golden years. I like to say, like Dorian, man, the 90s was the time to be a professional bodybuilder, because when you look at the 90s bodybuilders, how many wound up in the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame and how many could have or even should have had a Sandow Trophy, arguably so. Joe Weider was in the mix of that with yourself and Lavroni and Wheeler and Labrada and Yates, and of course, you know, Haney ushered in 1990 and 91. And I'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the name Nasser El Sembadi, who also passed away last week. But right now we are talking about Joe Weider, his impact, his influence, and what he meant to the sport. And I want to ask you specifically, Chris, like, what do you think we're going to miss now that Joe Weider is gone? Is the landscape going to change that much, or did he do enough while he was here to keep it intact?
Well, he did enough to you know, introduce this fine sport to the world, and I think he did so much for so many sports. It's not just bodybuilding; so many sports around the world all starts you know, with weight training to get better at. So I just think for the most part, you know, you're gonna miss. I just hope that, you know, the principles he laid out, you know, the Weider principles, all, you know, obviously that, you know, I still use today with my clients. But, you know, just, he just had it was a process that you did when you prepare for competition. I just hope that don't get mixed up and misconstrued into the new age, physique guys and bodybuilding.
Tell me, what was your Joe Weider moment? I mean, we all had him. I mean, you came up right there. You won the USA Championships and turned pro in 1993. And somewhere along the line, either you said, "Oh my God, that's Joe Weider," or Joe Weider said, "Hey kid, come over here and show me your arms." I mean, where were you, and when did that happen? That you go, "Man, I mean, this is the dude. He's talking to me."
Well, I snuck in with Robin Chang and Paul Gillette. They snuck me in to meet him. It was I wasn't even a professional yet, but Joe came in to go gym periodically in those days, just, you know, to say hello to the guys and snap some pictures and just, I don't know, probably just hear the weights, you know, the clanging of the weights and everything from now and then, because I know, you know, he just loved so much, and he loved like every part of every aspect of the game, and, you know, from the photography to the you know, to the nutrition, to the training, to what you did on stage. He was mastered all those things, and I respect that so much. I remember going to his office, and he was just like, "You've probably seen a lot of guys look like me, you know, big black dude from Palm Springs." He was like, "Okay," he said, "Do you have any legs?" And I was like, "Yeah, I got legs." I was good at the time. You know, that was like, I was pounding legs at the time, so, you know, I just dropped my pants and showed him cross-striated legs. I had 2 weeks to go for the USA, and it was like, he looked at his look on his face like, yeah, like he have a great future, and He's like, come back and see me after the show. Good luck to you there, and I'm sure you're going to turn pro very soon. Come back and see me, and I want to sign you to a contract. Like, that right there was like, you know, I left there in tears, you know, just all teared up, and it was like, you know, that was like, you know, I finally made a dent. I wanted to be like known in the sport. And you know,
if you had to tell someone that asked about Joe, how would you sum him up?
I don't know. I just couldn't. You know, like, I've had a strong passion for the sport since from a teenager. Like I spent a lot of time even speaking to you, Sean, a lot when I was a teenager, and I was like, I just never found anyone else with that much passion about this. You know, it must be on his mind 24/7. I'm sure. You know, and he was just, I don't know, man. He's just like, I just remember this meant so much to me that he would take the time to call me up and like, come up, let's talk at the office. And I would just sit there, you know, time after time and just going, just spending time with Joe, just me and him talking about bodybuilding, talking about life, talking about, he would always want me to be married and he wanted me to do things, prepare yourself a certain way. He'll take me in the back to his mirror in the back of his office, and he'll have me do poses there and teach me different things I need to know on stage, or things that, you know, trying to teach me about how the body works, how do you need to position it, how everything. It just meant so much.
I think first and foremost, beyond Joe's love for the industry, a lot of people, I don't want that to be lost, that Joe was a teacher, and he constantly taught and led bodybuilders to become better than what they were. And it wasn't with a critical eye. It was just one of those, hey, you know, twist your elbow this way, move your leg that way, and raise your arm up. I mean, he's telling the photographers how to shoot the pictures, and he wasn't even a photographer. So those days we're definitely going to miss. And, of course, supporting these Mr. Olympia championships and these IFBB shows that his brother Ben helped create, you know, one shoe fell back in 2008, which was Ben, and now the other shoe has fallen, which has been Joe Weider. At 93 years young, may he rest in peace. Chris, thanks for taking the time out to call us, and we're definitely going to see you as you continually pay it forward to all your trainees out there at Gold's Gym. Where can people find you if they want to get trained by the great Chris Cormier?
Oh, at TeamRealDealTraining.com. You can find me on Team Real Deal Training on Facebook.
All right, okay.
Yeah, hit me up. I've learned a lot from, you know, the Master Blaster himself, and it's just gonna be like, you know, on my mind when I'm teaching every person that I'm passing on sort of what Joe taught me to, you know, to teach.
Yeah, I think every bodybuilder, every trainer today, is now got Joe on their minds with a heavy heart. Not to mention, as they pay it forward, so to speak, the things that Joe built will continue on through us, his pupils. And with that, Chris, we want to thank you for calling in to MD Radio. We'll check with you before we get to that 48th annual Joe Weider Olympia in September.
Thank you, man.
All right, the Hall of Famer, Chris Cormier, the real deal, put up some good, valiant fights back there in the 90s, well into the 2000s. And again, he was one of those guys directly affected through Joe Weider, his teachings, and his legacy. It's a tough quagmire I find myself in, because I am of the understanding that you can celebrate death in remembering the life. Burying my father, who was 82 years old, and this year on January the 5th, my father's birthday, my brother at 52 years old passed away in his sleep, and the numerous people have gone on for various ailments, and one of those that we have to recognize is Nasser El-Sambati, the Beast from the East, passed away over the weekend out, and I believe he was in Egypt, and word on the street is that it was due to, had some liver problems, and then it became a kidney infection, and then kidney failure, and ultimately a heart attack. And Nasser, one of the bigger guys ushering in the era of the mass monsters, first runner-up in 1997, his best placing at the Olympia, a former 1999 Arnold Classic champion. May he also rest in peace up there in the big skies, the pearly gates with Joe Weider. We're going to take our final commercial break and come back with one more Hall of Famer who knows a thing or two about Joe Weider, and he's going to be calling in by way of Maryland, the Muscle Machine, Kevin Vroni, right after this final commercial break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! Hurry! I saw you! I saw you! Shh! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are remembering the life and times of the Master Blaster, Mr. Joe Weider, and that's a name that's like Lee Haney said, that's a name that's not going to go away anytime soon. You got to put him up there in terms of the legacy in the same kind of mention when you talk about people like a Martin Luther King or Muhammad Ali or a Bruce Lee. Because he was so many things to so many people, he transcended the sport of physical health and fitness and bodybuilding in general. And from that, it seemed like, you know, even if you wanted to be a model, sometimes being on the cover of his magazines would help launch your career. And he would give a hand up. He wouldn't give a hand out, but he would give a hand up. And somebody that knows a thing or two about not only helping others, but somebody that got a hand up comes by way of Maryland. Let's bring him on, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Kevin Lavrone. Kevin, welcome to MD Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on, Sean. Really appreciate it.
It seems like yesterday, Kevin, that you were winning the NPC overall national title back in 1991. No one really saw you coming. You were a heavyweight that was under construction. You got your pro card, and then boom, by 92, here you were winning the New York Pro Championships and placing first runner-up in the Mr. Olympia. And I got to imagine, at some point, you ran into Joe Weider and either got a call or you met him or whatever. What was that initial meeting like for you in your economy of being a bodybuilder at that time?
Well, for me, it was meeting. I mean, I've never met God, but it was probably one of those. It felt like I was in front of, you know, someone that literally just took my breath away. And all I could think about was, as being a bodybuilder, a young kid growing up, you look at the magazines and you always see Weider's name on the side of the magazines, and you see pictures of him and Arnold. And I never forget it, Sean. I was thinking, when I won the Nationals and Jimmy and Lee Haney gave me the overall, the next thing that Jimmy said was, we're flying you to California. And I had never been on a plane before, and I said, you're flying to California. Well, where am I going? He says, well, Joe Weider wants to meet. You're the national champion, the overall champion. Joe Weider wants to meet. I left instantly from the Nationals and jumped on a plane the next day. And Jim Mannion flew me out to meet Joe Weider. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, walking into his office, seeing the big pictures of Arnold, as soon as you walk in the office, Franco Colombo, Lou Ferrigno, and all the statues, and just the whole aura of being in that place. And then upstairs, you know, was going up to the top of the elevators was, sure enough, Joe Weider to meet and greet me. So here I am, and I'm thinking, you know, a kid that had a dream, a kid that wanted to be a professional bodybuilder, and I'm meeting the great Mr. Great Joe Weider. It was almost like I was in the presence of, like I said, a god, well, which I was, you know, a godly figure of someone who had a vision and turned his dream into such an empire, to have such an impact on each and every person, individual person who inspires to be a bodybuilder, whether you're a kid, you see him in the magazine. I felt like I'd already had a relationship with him. He embraced me with open arms, Sean, and he said, I was a great champion. Right? That was the first words that Mr. Weider said to me. He said, you're a great champion, and you have a great physique. And I was like, wow. You know. And I spent probably about an hour in the office with him, and right there on the spot, he offered me my contract, and I was with Joe for my entire career with the Weider organization. And every single time that I had a question, I always remember I'd be overseas or wherever I was. I would call and Peggy and them, they would pass me on. You know, he would always answer the phone and answer all of my questions no matter where I was.
Yeah, the more I listen to the stories, the more sad I feel for the fact that he's not in a place to do that and give that kind of feeling to the kids coming up behind us any longer. They missed something that was real, something that was special, and something that we will probably never see again in this industry. It may be something similar, but it's not going to be like the real thing. And with that, Kevin, Joe Weider is sorely missed, and of course, may Nasser El-Sombadi rest at peace as well. Matt Duvall, we've had three people taken from us, but I got to say what a blessing it was to know all of those guys and compete with them and then be taught and work for Joe Weider for 17 years of my professional career. And I know,
yeah,
I speak for all of the bodybuilders, not just the Hall of Fame bodybuilders, but even the guys picking up the magazines today and going on YouTube and looking on Facebook and seeing the work and the footprint that Joe Weider left behind and being influenced by that. Joe Weider will be missed. He will not soon be forgotten. With that, Kevin, we've come to a close of episode number 197 here at MD Radio. I know that we've got a lot of ground to cover as we move forward going into the Easter weekend. I want everybody to be safe out there. Enjoy your family. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, whether you're 93, 33, or 3. So make sure you tell your family members you love them. Say a little prayer for Joe and his wife, Betty, and the whole entire Weider organization. It's with a heavy heart that we pray for that family and thank them for everything that they've done for modern professional bodybuilding as we know it. For Lee Haney, Flex Wheeler, Kevin Lavroni, Chris Cormier, Samir Benu, all the Hall of Famers, of course, CEO of Muscular Development, Steve Blackman, we want to thank you guys for tuning in today. And if you don't know anything about Joe Weider, Google him, look him up. Check out The Evolution of Bodybuilding, which is the history of the Mr. Olympia. Joe's on there personally, and the athletes all speak about him. And just definitely stay tuned to MuscularDevelopment.com and MD Radio for all the latest updates, news, and information. We bring it home to you every Monday right here, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. With that, we've come to a close. Peace, and I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.